Second session, item number 1182, please, Carla.
Adopt the State of Oregon 2019 editions of the Oregon Structural Specialty Code and the Oregon Mechanical Specialty Code.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Busted.
Colleagues, today I'm requesting that the council pass an emergency ordinance that will adopt the 2019 editions of the Oregon Structural Specialty Code and the Oregon Mechanical Specialty Code. Approximately every 4 years, the state adopts new versions of these codes, which are part of the state building code based on updates to the corresponding international codes to keep us up with new technologies and make other changes to improve the fire and life safety of buildings and structures. This year, the state also decided to stop regulating non-building structures such as tanks, retaining walls, and cell towers, but indicated local jurisdictions could continue to regulate them via local ordinances. This ordinance adopts provisions to allow the city to continue regulating these structures, which ensures those structures are built in a safe manner. With that, Nancy Thorington in the Bureau of Development Services is here to make a presentation on the ordinance, a brief one, a very brief one. She's available to answer any questions after the presentation, and there's pizza in the lobby.
Oh, that's great.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. Nancy Thorington, Senior Code and Policy Analyst with the Bureau of Development Services. I really don't have much to add to what the mayor just said. Basically, the only thing I want to call out is that we're going to be coming back after the first of the year with some changes to the administrative provisions because the Building Codes Division, the State Building Codes Division, decided to take those provisions out of our purview. So we're going to be coming back. This is an emergency ordinance because it takes effect January 1st, and this is your last meeting before January 1st.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony?
No one signed up.
Any further questions, Commissioner Hardesty? Call the roll.
Udaly?
Thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Hardesty?
Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler?
Thank you. I vote aye. Ordinance is adopted. Next item is item number 1188, please.
Accept report on year one of the Universal Representation Project through the Equity Corps of Oregon.
Thank you. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, I'm pleased to introduce this report on the Universal Representation Program, which was funded by Council in the fiscal year 2018-19. I'm proud to have championed this work and want to extend appreciation to my colleagues for their support as well. This Council's early investment in the program allowed our community partners to leverage those funds to receive funding from both Multnomah County and the State of Oregon. We have a short presentation, emphasis on short, which will feature six invited speakers. And for the first panel, we have Jordan Cunnings, from staff attorney from Innovation Law Lab, Adriana Miranda, executive director of CAUSA, and Daphne Auza, Equity Corps navigator from ERCO.
Thank you.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Jordan Cunnings, and I'm a staff attorney at Innovation Law Lab, where I direct the Equity Corps of Oregon. I want to thank the council so much for fitting us in on a very busy day, Commissioner Udaly in particular, Mayor, for moving us up. Really appreciate it. We had some folks who had to leave, or would have had to left. And we're just really excited to provide an update on our program's immensely successful first year, which would not have happened without the city's pioneering investment in this innovative program. I'm going to share a very brief program overview and some numbers from our first year, and then you'll hear from some of our partners who are directly working on the ground, and most importantly, from some of our program clients. The Equity Corps program officially launched in October of 2018 to begin providing universal representation to low-income immigrants in removal proceedings before the Portland Immigration Court. Equity Corps was created in response to the crisis of mass deportation and incarceration facing immigrant families in the Portland community. Unlike in criminal proceedings, immigrants facing deportation are not entitled to appointed counsel, which means that those who cannot afford a lawyer must find pro bono assistance or fight their cases unrepresented. The system is set up this way by design in that it maximizes the power imbalance in favor of the government, who is always represented by an experienced attorney, against an individual facing removal, who's almost never entitled to appointed counsel, even if they are a child. In the background, the Trump administration continues its war on immigrants adding even more significant barriers to the already difficult challenge of prevailing against the threat of deportation. These problems are national in scope, but they're also extremely local. The Portland Immigration Court, which is just blocks away from where we're now sitting, currently has over 6,000 removal cases pending before it, about a third of which involve residents of the Portland metro area. In nearly half of all of these cases, the government is proceeding against an unrepresented party. Equity Corps' intervention in this crisis is to provide targeted and strategic legal services to Portland community members who are facing deportation. Though Equity Corps' 6 direct service attorneys provide a wide array of advice and legal services related to deportation proceedings, our primary focus is on representing immigrants at their final hearing, where their applications for relief from deportation will be considered. Lawyers are not the answer to every problem, though sometimes we think we are. But in the context of removal proceedings, lawyers play an invaluable and irreplaceable role in a comprehensive solution. Having a lawyer is the single most outcome-determinative factor in whether or not a person will prevail in their immigration case and avoid deportation. Indeed, with representation, someone is 5.5 times more likely to succeed than they would be if they proceeded unrepresented. In order to provide high-quality legal services on the scale that this crisis necessitates, Equity Corps uses a model called massive collaborative representation. Massive collaborative representation means that Equity Corps attorneys and partner organizations work on cases collaboratively. Earlier in their case, clients can receive services from any of the 6 legal service providers in the system, and we work together on cases to fight creatively for the best outcomes. Equity Corps is currently made up of an impressive partnership of 12 very well-respected organizations in the community, including every nonprofit immigration legal service provider in the Portland area who provides removal defense services. Dozens more local organizations support our work by providing other services and referring cases to the program. That's a little bit about the flow of our cases, and I'm going to skip that. I'm happy to answer any questions. The council has them. So Equity Corps launched on October 1st, 2018, thanks to the generous and visionary support of the City Council. This initial investment of $500,000 funded the program's launch with 3 legal service providers. Our coalition was then able to leverage the city's investment to attain additional funding from Multnomah County in the spring of this year and this fall from the state of Oregon. This has allowed us to double our capacity to 6 legal service providers and recently to begin providing services throughout the state of Oregon. The program has trained almost 150 community navigators who work out of 57 community-based organizations in the Portland area in basic asylum law and trauma-informed interview techniques. These navigators have submitted 464 navigations for review in the program's first year, 85% of which were eligible for the program and have begun receiving services. Program clients include asylum seekers, longtime Oregon residents, recipients of DACA, community members who've been released from detention on bond, children, and even some U.S. citizens who are wrongly in deportation proceedings. Equity Corps clients come from 30 diverse countries, speak 14 different languages, and all live in households that earn less than 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. In the program's first year, 5 attorneys provided legal services to over 500 people involved in 300 removal defense cases. These are numbers that we couldn't achieve if we weren't working collaboratively in the unique model that we've set up. Legal services include vigorous defense on the merits in immigration court, along with assistance with other important ancillary legal matters, like requests for work authorization, motions, and advocacy around onerous conditions imposed by ICE upon release from detention, like ankle monitors. We also held 11 asylum workshops where 188 people involved in 92 cases completed their asylum applications or filing in immigration court. Without our program, many of these clients would have been unable to successfully complete their application, which is 11 pages long, highly detailed, and available only in English by the mandatory deadline of 1 year. Equity Corps has also become an important community resource for unaccompanied minors. These are children who arrived to the United States seeking safety from violence without the assistance of a parent. Unaccompanied minors may have special forms of immigration relief available to them, but are still expected to navigate their complex cases entirely alone. I'm going to repeat that. Children between the ages of birth and 17 are expected to represent themselves in immigration court. Equity Corps fills this crucial need by representing this population in applications for immigration relief, including asylum. and many of our program's minor clients attend Portland Public Schools and have been connected to the program through concerned teachers and staff, who are so relieved to have us as a resource. Thanks in large part to the city's courage in leading the way and funding this program and its commitment to immigrant defense and immigrant rights, Equity Corps' first year was a resounding success. But as we know, the Trump administration's escalating attacks on immigrant communities and people fleeing persecution make the need for our services all the more pressing. And the need continues to grow. This past year, we added an average of 35 cases to our docket every month. And due to the immigration court's backlog, many clients currently in the program will not have their cases resolved until 2022 or even later. Additionally, we're seeing an increased need for representation for community members who are detained by ICE, kidnapped from their communities, and transferred to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. The city's continued commitment to the program is crucial to a comprehensive immigrant rights strategy locally, and we look forward to further conversations with you all on this important topic. I'm now going to pass it to Adriana Miranda, who's the Executive Director of CASA Oregon, to share some community perspectives, but I'm happy to answer any questions that the council might have as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, commissioners, for the record, my name is Adriana Miranda. I am the Executive Director of CAUSA Oregon. CAUSA works to improve the lives of Latinx immigrants and their families in Oregon through advocacy, coalition building, leadership development, and civic engagement. Latinx immigrants and their families are the heart of CAUSA and inspire, implement, and champion our work. CAUSA envisions a world where all people have the opportunities and resources needed to thrive and a community that welcomes and values the contributions, strengths, and assets of Latinx immigrants and their families. CAUSA has been deeply involved in advocating for universal representation before the Portland Immigration Court since the coalition first began conversations around this goal. CAUSA's extensive community work has shown us the devastation that deportations cause to Oregon families, both immigrant and non-immigrant alike. The anguish only increases for community members who are forced to navigate deportation proceedings without the assistance of an attorney. Quality legal representation in immigration court plays a crucial role in our vision for holistic immigrant rights in Oregon. As we fight for the inclusion of immigrant Oregonians in all parts of public life, vigorous defense and immigration court must be part of that picture. We want to thank the city for its pioneering vision and commitment to this program. Thanks to the city's investment, Portland and in its footsteps, Oregon has become a leader in the universal representation space. Indeed, Equity Corps is the only truly universal representation program of its kind in the country. And while the success of the first year are worth celebrating, we also urge the city to continue its financial support of the program. As the initial pilot has scaled up and become more successful, the community response has been overwhelming, and the need for Equity Corps services will only continue to grow. We've also seen a particular need for legal resources for Oregonians who are placed in immigration detention. The federal government's attacks on immigrant communities increase in tenor and frequency, and the havoc reckoned by 4 years of xenophobia will outlast next year, regardless of the results of the upcoming elections. We look forward to continuing to engage the city on this important issue, and thank you again for taking the courageous first steps of launching this program.
Thank you.
My name is Daphne Auza, and I am an Equity Corps community navigator with the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization. I am here not only as a community navigator, but also as a member of the Filipino community, and I stand with the many other migrant communities that are impacted by our nation's current immigration policies. It's especially an honor to be alongside my colleagues to advocate for legal services today on International Migrants Day as well. The people I support in my position with Equity Corps come from a wide variety of backgrounds. They have experienced political or social persecution, forced labor, poverty, domestic violence, or gang violence in their home countries. Personally, I have navigated clients from all over the world, including Ethiopia, Cambodia, the Philippines, Vietnam, Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the Pacific Islands, Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Cuba, China, and Honduras. Many are asylum seekers who do not speak English or Spanish, but languages indigenous to Latin America. And not all I support are seeking asylum. Some arrived as refugees or have their permanent residency, yet this administration is still trying to deport them. Before the launch of Equity Corps, low-income Portlanders facing deportation had an extremely challenging time finding legal assistance, and many were forced to fight their immigration cases alone. The vast majority of the people I navigate cannot afford private representation, and without an attorney or access to free removal defense legal services, their chances of successfully fighting their deportation are slim. Now that Equity Corps is available as a resource, however, I can connect people seeking services with program attorneys immediately. The community members that I navigate into this program are relieved to hear that they will soon be meeting with a free attorney who will help explain to them their options, their rights, and advocate on their behalf. There is a heightened need for legal representation as the Trump administration issues more anti-immigrant policies, and anxiety in our communities is increasing. Portland's low-income immigrant and refugee communities are burdened not only with finding an attorney they can afford, but they are also struggling with issues that overlap with their vulnerable immigration status, such as access to food, clothing, transportation, education, healthcare, and counseling. Thank you for your time today, for listening, and for supporting Equity Corps. In prioritizing legal representation for Portland's low-income immigrants, you have provided them with a fighting chance to remain in the United States and continue contributing to the vibrancy of our communities.
Thank you.
I
have a quick question before we move on, and that is, we know that this administration's focus is really on our southern border, but I know we're seeing people from all over the world being targeted. In our area, is there a particular group that seems outsized relative to their population here?
I think about 40% of our clients are actually from Guatemala. There's a large community in North Portland who we've been really privileged to serve. But as Daphne mentioned, you know, we serve people from all over the world, including folks who are not from Latin America.
Cool. All right, thank you. Next, I'd like to call up Amy Adams from Equity Corps Direct Service Attorney, Wendy Garcia Gutierrez, and Jimmy Rapala Palacios from Equity Corps Client.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, unfortunately, Amy Adams, the attorney that was going to speak on behalf of all of us attorneys within the program, had to leave to help one of her clients with an emergency filings. So you're left with me. My name is Theo Lenahan. I am also with the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization here in Portland. And I serve as removal defense attorney with that as part of Equity Corps. I'm going to read from Amy's statement. Good afternoon, my name is Amy Adams. I am the removal defense attorney who represents Equity Corps clients at SOAR Immigration Legal Services. First, I'd like to thank the mayor and commissioners for supporting Equity Corps in its first year. Portland takes pride in its status as a sanctuary city, and Equity Corps is a program that fulfills the promise of providing sanctuary to immigrants who call Portland their home. Equity Corps fulfills that promise by actively defending the members of our community who are targeted by the Trump administration for unjust deportation. This administration is trying to create a system that deports as many people as quickly as possible while not giving immigrants the right to an attorney. As Equity Corps attorneys, my colleagues and I interrupt the deportation machine by ensuring immigrants' rights are understood and honored by the Immigration Court and ICE. Most of my clients are asylum seekers who are put into deportation proceedings without fully understanding what is going on and what their rights are. All across the country, asylum seekers are expected to represent themselves in court hearings, which will determine whether they are granted asylum or deported back to countries where they face violence and even death. By sustaining Equity Corps, Portland takes a stand that we will not let our friends, neighbors, and community members be alone and at higher risk of deportation. Children are also victims of this unjust deportation machine. I represent several unaccompanied minors who came to the United States without their parents, were put into deportation proceedings, and expected to fight a legal case on their own. I offer not only immigration court-related support to these kids, but also help figure out what other legal options are available to protect them and what other support they might need. Last month, I went with two of my unaccompanied minor clients, a brother and a sister, to their asylum interviews. They told me that my presence made them feel more calm and better able to tell their traumatic story to the immigration officer. These kids fled horrible abuse, sexual assault, and gang violence in Guatemala, and arrived in the United States only to be incarcerated and put into deportation proceedings. Now that I am representing them, they feel more empowered, and they have the comfort of someone walking through this confusing legal system with them. They are also more likely to be granted asylum by having an attorney, as having legal representation makes their case over 5 times more likely to succeed. In addition to representing children and adults in their immigration hearings and interviews, I also help asylum seekers apply for work permits. Most of my clients came to the U.S. because they fear horrific violence in the countries they fled from. But they are also self-sufficient and community-oriented people who want to contribute to our workforce and local economy. Having permission to work allows asylum seekers to be contributing members of the Portland community. Portland is fulfilling the promise of offering sanctuary to immigrants who are being targeted by the Trump administration. As you know, the attacks on immigrants' rights are continuing. History will remember how we all respond to this moment in time. I hope the city of Portland will continue to provide sanctuary to asylum seekers and vulnerable immigrants in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to my left and right are clients of ours. Who's next on the list? So
Wendy or Jimmy.
So Wendy, yeah. Gutierrez, and I'm not going to act as interpreter.
Can we bring one up?
Okay.
Hello, Major and Commissioners. My name is Maria Landin, and I will be translating for the public testimony today.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Wendy Yaneri García Gutiérrez y vengo de Honduras.
Good afternoon, my name is Wendy García and I come from Honduras.
Entré a Estados Unidos el 3 de mayo del 2018 a pedir asilo.
I came to the United States on the 3rd of May of last year to seek for asylum.
Tuve un problema en Honduras a causa de una hidroeléctrica que querían plantar en Honduras y me tocó que huir de Honduras para acá, para Estados Unidos.
I had to escape from Honduras because of a hydroelectrical plant that they wanted to install in my community. So I had to come here and escape.
Entré por la frontera de San Isidro y estuve en Texas por un mes y luego una organización de Emerge me ayudó a venirme para acá, para Portland.
I entered through the San Isidro border and I was in Texas, and then an organization called Emerge helped me get through the United States.
Por medio de ellos encontré una abogada que la que estaba hablando ahorita, y pues ella me ayudó a representarme en las cortes de para la petición de asilo.
It was through them that I got to meet the lawyer who was just speaking, who helped me go through this process and be represented in court.
En marzo de este año 2019, me ayudaron a llenar la solicitud de asilo y me tocaba la corte, entonces la presenté en la corte y en octubre Me tocó la última corte de donde gané el asilo.
It was in March when we had an interview for the asylum seeking application, and it was in October when it was accepted and Wendy won asylum.
Yeah. Y la verdad que para mí ha sido pues de mucha ayuda la esta organización de Ecoricor, porque ellos me han ayudado bastante, porque también me ayudaron con el niño el año pasado a encontrar una escuela para él, y estuvo 3 meses en la escuela y aprendido inglés.
This organization has been of great help to me. They have helped me in all this process, and they have also helped me with my kid. They helped her find a school for her kid, and now he's learning English as well. So she's really thankful for the organization.
Y también, si no hubiese sido por la ayuda de la abogada, pues no sé cómo me hubiera ido, porque yo sola no hubiese podido hacer lo que me tocó hacer, porque no tenía ni la idea, como decimos, de cómo era pues el proceso de lo que tenía que hacer. Pero gracias a ellos, porque me ayudaron y pues logré a salir, como es.
Had it not been because of the lawyer, she would have not been able to do this, because she had no idea how this process worked, but they helped her through it.
Sí, y espero que así como me han ayudado a mí, pues sigan ayudándole a otras personas más, que también, porque hay más personas que necesitan también la ayuda de ellos.
There are multiple people who need this type of help, and it's because of them that they get this help, so she hopes that the organization is able to help more people like they did to her.
Sí, porque la abogada me orientó cómo tenía que hacer, porque tenía que sacar unas pruebas y mostrar también un examen físico que me pidieron, una evaluación de por lo que me sucedió a mí allá en Honduras, y pues gracias a Dios todo salió bien.
The lawyer helped with evaluations that she needed to go through, including physical evaluations for what had happened when she was in Honduras. And it was because of the lawyer that this happened. So thanks to God that it was, and to the lawyers that helped her.
Sí, pues, como les digo, verdad, pues les agradezco mucho a ellos por el apoyo que me han dado. Y pues espero que también los apoyen a ellos, porque para mí pues es muy importante de que lo que ellos están haciendo, y algo muy valioso pues lo que ellos hacen, y pues también pues les agradezco a ellos por el esfuerzo que han hecho también en ayudarme, porque si yo hubiese venido y hubiese buscado otra persona, como decimos, o ayuda de otro lado, o sea, me refiero de que no tengo pues el dinero, pues, en otras palabras, de cómo pagar un abogado para hacer lo que ellos me han ayudado a hacer.
She wouldn't have otherwise had the money to pay for this had it not been for these lawyers. So she's really thankful for them, and also would like to request that you support them also so that they can help other people.
Sí, porque el permiso de trabajo hasta ahorita, después de que ya me aprobaron el asilo, me lo dieron, y me falta todavía que sacar el seguro para aplicar para un trabajo.
She has been accepted for the work permit, and she's still working to apply for.
Sí, y también aquí en Portland tengo muchos conocidos que me han ayudado también, porque ha habido otras organizaciones como la de Emerge, que también ellos me han apoyado bastante, porque me han ayudado con la vivienda y no solo con eso, también para la comida mía y la de mi hijo.
There have been other organizations that have, excuse me, have been fundamental in helping her in the process, and also finding her a place to live and for food for her and her kids.
Esto es todo. Gracias.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fritz.
Gracias. Bienvenidos a Portland. That's all the Spanish I know, at least almost know. Thank you for being here today, for coming to tell your story.
Gracias por estar aquí hoy.
And thank you for waiting so long. Your child is very well behaved.
I would just like to add for the record that Wendy mentioned a hydroelectric plant, which might sound like a strange reason to seek asylum, but these plants often result in the displacement of thousands of people, the destruction of ancestral lands, political violence, and murder of activists. So that is what's behind that story.
And then there's another one.
Buenas tardes, honorable alcalde. Buenas tardes, honorables comisionados.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners.
Thank you. Mi nombre es Jimmy Rápalo. Soy uno de los miles de hondureños que estamos huyendo de un narcoestado de un país lleno de violencia.
My name is Jimmy Rápalo. I'm one of the thousands of people who are escaping Honduras from a state of violence and
Inicialmente yo llegué a Houston, Texas, en donde fue que pedí yo mi asilo, para mi caso de asilo.
Initially I arrived to Houston, Texas, where I applied for asylum in Texas.
Mi caso fue muy fuerte, fui herido y perseguido por pandilleros a causa de la posición económica que mi padre tenía en Honduras.
My case was really hard. I was subjected to violence by a gang because of the position that my father occupied in Honduras. So there was a lot of violence.
Mi familia tuvo que huir a otro lugar y yo fui uno de los que más fui perseguido por esta persona que casualmente es uno de los sicarios que mató dos fuerzas de mi ciudad.
My family had to escape. Sorry, could you say that last part again?
What?
So his family had to escape, and there was a sicario. There was a hitman who killed two of the people in the family.
Los jueces.
Yeah, the two judges. There was a killman who killed two judges, which is why his family had to escape.
Estuve en Houston tratando de buscar ayuda para un abogado. Afortunadamente, una iglesia me ayudó a pagar un abogado, el cual cobró casi $5,000.
When I was in Houston, I tried to look for a lawyer that tried to help me, but it didn't work out. A church tried to help me, and the lawyer tried to make him pay $5,000 for assistance.
La iglesia se hizo cargo de absolutamente todo. Ellos me ayudaron en todo.
But it was a church that helped me throughout the entire process. Yeah.
Casualmente, la misma pandilla que me perseguía en Honduras, esa pandilla también radica en Houston, Texas.
The same gang that persecuted me while I was in Houston is
la misma pandilla.
Is the same one that is still in Houston, Texas.
No sé cómo ellos se dieron cuenta, es una red muy grande, que yo estaba en Houston.
I'm not sure how they realized that I was there, but it's a really big net, and they realized that I was in Houston.
Una persona que es muy conocida me dijo, ¿sabes qué? Tienes que salir de la ciudad porque la pandilla 18 sabe que estás aquí.
A person that I know that I'm close with told me that I had to leave Houston because the gang knew that I was here.
Fue así como que me mudé a Portland.
This is how I moved to Portland.
Intenté comunicarme con mi abogado que estaba ayudando mi caso.
I tried to communicate with the lawyer that was helping in my case.
Él me dijo que me iba a cobrar el doble de lo que yo había pagado con la iglesia.
And he told me that I would have to pay the double of what I was paying with the church.
Caminando un día, vi un flyer de ECO.
One day when I was walking, I saw one of the flyers that ECO had on.
Apliqué y logré entrar a este programa.
I applied and managed to enter this program for assistance.
Fue ahí donde conocí a la abogada Amy, que es la que representa mi caso.
And it was there where I met lawyer Amy, who is the one who's representing my case right now.
Y fue ella quien me dijo que el abogado que supuestamente estaba trabajando en mi caso nunca archivó mi asilo y nunca hizo nada por mí.
And it was her who told me who actually the lawyer who was representing me before never actually did anything, didn't even file the asylum application.
Amy trabaja para ICO, para SOAR, y casualmente ella me ayudó para mi permiso de trabajo.
Amy works for this organization, and she was the one who helped me file my work application.
También me ayudaron a cambiar mi corte de Houston a Portland.
They also helped me change the court application from Houston to Portland.
Ellos han estado pendientes de cualquier documento que llegue de inmigración hacia mí.
They have been really informed of all the documentation that I have needed for this application.
ECO ha estado pendiente en apoyarme en todo lo que se refiere a mi caso.
They have been really mindful of all the process, and then they have taken care of every single part of
Honestamente, yo me siento muy seguro con ellos, muy apoyado con ellos.
Honestly, I feel very comfortable and safe with them as an organization.
Es difícil entender el sistema. Es complicado entender el sistema en cuanto a los casos.
Because it's really hard to understand the system and all the cases that have to go through.
Y Amy, como mi abogada, y ECO se han encargado de que yo pueda entender esto más fácilmente.
And Amy, as an organization, and the organization in general have made sure that I understand this entire process.
Lo pude ver en la corte cuando tuve mi primer corte, y mucha gente no habla inglés como yo.
I could see that when we were first in court, and a lot of people don't speak English, but I could see there how they helped me.
Pero en este caso, ECO me ha ayudado mucho, y Amy me ha apoyado mucho y me ha explicado todo mi proceso.
But Amy has supported me a lot and has explained the entire process to me.
Yo confío mucho en SOAR y en ECO principalmente.
I trust in SOAR and in ECO a lot, principally.
Igual me gustaría que siguieran apoyando esta organización.
And I would like that this organization were still supported.
Porque ellos nos apoyan a nosotros, personas que no tenemos la capacidad económica para pagar un abogado privado.
Because they support all the people who don't have the financial stability to support themselves in these court cases.
Más que todo, era explicarles toda mi situación y agradezco mucho su atención.
So I just wanted to explain my situation, and he appreciates your listening.
Espero que puedan tomar en cuenta mis palabras sobre el apoyo a ellos, porque yo me siento muy agradecido con lo que ellos han hecho por mí.
He hopes that you can take this into consideration because he's really thankful of all the organization have done for him.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is it for our invited testimony.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report.
A second.
Any further discussion? Please call the roll, Keelan.
Hugh Daly.
Well, I'd like to thank our speakers for the presentation today, and especially for waiting around this long. Welcome to our world. And especially for the critical work you do in our communities every day. When we first identified this need and we hadn't connected with this group, our first run at solving this problem was trying to set up a tiny office on a similar budget that probably would have helped dozens of people, not hundreds of people. And so I am just so thankful and so impressed by your efforts. I want to acknowledge that the federal immigration landscape is not improved and in fact may get worse with the backdrop of the 2020 elections. We need to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. As our speakers have shared, this means these services will continue to be critically needed for the foreseeable future. Given our shared commitment to immigrant communities and our meaningful declaration of Portland as a welcoming, inclusive sanctuary city, colleagues, I will be asking for your assistance and support to help identify funding for universal representation in the next budget cycle, as well as advocating at the county and state level for similar investments. Finally, I want to thank Winta Johannes and my team for her work with the community. This is her last week in my office. Yes, we will miss her, but I'm so excited to see the work that she's going to be doing in the community and know that we will continue to work together. Very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
So I'm just going to read from Commissioner Udaly's memo, which says that in March of 2017, Council unanimously passed Resolution Number 37277, which declared Portland a welcoming city, a sanctuary city, and an inclusive city. And that resolution was led by Mayor Wheeler. It was co-sponsored by everyone on the council, and we each helped shape that, as did the community. I remember there was lots of negotiations of the order that we were going to call those things out and what we were going to do about it. And then Commissioner Udaly, you took the lead in partnership with the New Portlanders Policy Commission, convening the Welcoming Inclusive Sanctuary City Task Force. The task force primary recommendation, echoed by the East Portland Action Plan Civic Engagement Subcommittee and the Oregon Ready Coalition, was for the funding of a universal representation program to support Portlanders facing removal from the country. So again, you listened to the community and you then led the council in insisting in your very first budget for funding for this program, and you must be really happy to get this report to find out how successful it's been. Thank you to our friends and partners who came in and told us about it. It's always helpful to know the numbers of how many people have been helped and how many people have been able to get asylum. Actually, when you do the next report, I'd really like to know, of those helped, how many were able to stay or are still in process. But just having even one person come and say that she got her asylum with her child is just really makes me very, it's obviously a worthy investment that we should continue making. Aye.
Hardesty.
I'm very grateful for the speakers who came and shared their story today. And thank you so much for the work that's taking place to ensure that families who are here seeking asylum have a fighting chance. When Commissioner Udaly first brought this idea forward, my first thought was, this is great. We're going to be able to help some folks that don't have access to legal representation. At that time, I said to Commissioner Udaly, but there are others who also live in our communities and suffer in our community who don't have access to legal representation. And these are folks that I'm thinking about who are very low income, people of color, who have lost loved ones at the hands of people in our community. And at that time, Commissioner Udaly and I had some very detailed conversations about what is possible. And what I don't want to do is reinforce good needs versus bad needs, good community versus bad community. And so we need to have that deeper conversation if there's going to be an ask for additional money. I know that there are people that desperately need legal representation and cannot afford it. Is it fair that one group of people get legal representation and others don't? I say no. I say we need, if we're going to do it, we need to do it right, and we need to not pit communities against each other in the process. I want to thank Winter, and Winter, I'm going to miss you because, oh my gosh, you're just a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of can-do spirit. I wish you well on your next opportunity. I vote aye in acceptance of the report, but I certainly want to have a deeper, longer conversation about what are the next steps to make sure, again, that we're not dividing community, but we're actually building community. Thank you.
Wheeler.
This was a great report. I appreciate everyone who testified. Commissioner Udaly, thank you for your leadership on this. Winta, you will be greatly missed here at City Hall. And we thank you for your passion and your commitment and the hard work that you've put in. We wish you the very, very best as you progress. And we'll all be watching with interest and cheering as well. It's very easy for me to vote aye. What?
Winter's sitting behind the pillar, so I didn't see her and neglected to add my thanks to you, Winter. You've been an absolute stalwart in this City Hall, and I really appreciate your work.
Thank you. Now you can bang it.
All right. Aye. Bang. The report is accepted. Colleagues, we've now been convened for 5 hours, and what I would like to propose is that I pull my two items that I was going to pull and move the rest of it onto the afternoon agenda and then start at 2:45, which is 15 minutes late, but frankly, I could use 15 minutes. So without objection, I'd like to pull item 1184 back to my office, and I would like to pull item 1186 back to my office, and I would like the rest of the morning agenda to go on to the afternoon agenda, and I would like it to be taken up after item 1194. Commissioner Fritz?
Keelan needs to read the titles you pulled back.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
1184, authorize a price agreement for campsite cleanup services for $4,528,000 annually over a five-year period. 1186, amend revenue and finance code to streamline the procurement and contracting process.
Very good. We are adjourned until 2:45.